You're listening to Kanikapila Sunday on HPR2. Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt is a respected kumuhula, not only in Hawaii, but in Japan and the continental U.S. He is a prolific songwriter and recording artist and a multiple Nahoku Hanohano Award winner. Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt's latest release is called Halia Ikapoli, Memories in My Heart, and he's here to talk about that and other topics today. Welcome to the show.
Aloha, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Actually, this is the first time that we've actually met in person, but we've communicated by email for several years.
When I'm letting you know where I am in this world.
I know, because you're either in Japan or...
Japan and traveling the mainland, the U.S., and then also in Europe, into countries like Poland and Germany and Switzerland and Vienna. And I just got an invitation from someone that does work in the government of China that they want me to expand to go and teach in China. It's exciting for me. Yeah, I'm part Chinese.
Of course. Wow.
And so, having been born in Hawaii, so my father is Hawaiian, but he's also Swiss German. And then you have my grandmother, who's English, Chinese, Hawaiian. And then, it's like you're born into this League of Nations. And I think that's really a benefit today. And I don't know if they realized it back then. But today, when I travel the world, I really do think, in my mind, that it's remarkable because wherever I've had the opportunity to travel and teach hula, I have a connection.
How did you become interested in songwriting yourself?
When I was young, like say in the fourth grade, I went to St. Anne's School in Kaneohe. I took a liking to poetry. And I remember, I think it was one of the sisters, Sister Anne Frances, kind of nurtured that poetry in me. And I remember in the fourth grade, I wrote a poem that goes like this. People die day after day. But when a president dies, it's not the same way. Like Lincoln and Garfield, they died of a gun. Today, America loses another of its sons. That was for President Kennedy. And I wrote that in the fourth grade. And Sister Anne Frances was so amazed, she sent it to the newspaper. And it was printed in the newspaper. So already at fourth grade, my journey in writing poetry, which I really love, began.
Yeah.
I choose words that have multiple meanings. I choose words because they express so many things at one time. But more than anything else, I do the poetry the way I do the poetry as a reflection only of what my teachers taught me. And every student of Hakumele or Hula is to follow their teacher. And if your teacher did it this way, and you are a reflection of your teacher, regardless of what people say, you must follow your teacher. So people can say this and that, and that's fine. But in my heart, whatever I am, I know one thing. I'm still a student of my teacher, Aunty Emma DeFries. And so I will write in the poetry style that she enhanced my life with. And again, for some people it may be simple, but the key to understanding the way I write is in the individual words that I choose to weave that lay of words.
Oh, oh, oh. Ka ele pai o ike kuru o ke au moe ka niae ka apapane me kona leo nahe nahe o ka pili.
We're speaking with Kumuhula Kavai Kapuukalani Hewitt on Kanikapila Sunday. Now, with your album Halia I Kapoli, your latest release, Memories in My Heart, how do you feel about your accomplishments up to this point in your life?
I think my greatest accomplishment in life is trying to be a good father to my children, trying to be a good grandfather to my grandchildren, and setting the best example that I can on taking responsibility for aloha through my words, my actions, being a role model for them. Yeah. I want to be the best role model I can for my children and my grandchildren. I think that's my greatest accomplishment because I love them dearly. I love my family, and I love writing about my parents and my grandparents and my children and my grandchildren. They really are the greatest inspiration in my life. On this particular CD, my favorite song is E Aloha Mai. And E Aloha Mai is very simple. It talks about the three important things for me, about me and my life, and how I was raised, and how I brought up my children, and how I continue to grow. And my relationship with God is really, really important. And I ask God for three things always, yeah, to always remember me with love for the work that I have done in my past, the work that I'm doing now, and the work that I want to do in the future. And I'm singing that song with my daughter, Ula. And together, combined, I think we try to share that message with everyone. Yeah. E aloha mai.
I call to you.
His latest release is called Halia I Kapoli, and mahalo to Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt. And again, it was really nice to finally meet you in person. Let's continue the emails.
I'll let you know. Oh, I'm in Kobe.
I know.
Oh, I'm
I
in
know.
Poland.
I'm in California. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, even with that, yeah, I always tell people, they go, you know, how do you deal with all this traveling? And my reply is always the same. Listen, if it wasn't in my destiny and God did not have it me there, I would not have been there. So I accept my mission and I keep going. And what is your mission? They're saying, that is to spread no aloha. Nothing more than that. Take aloha wherever I go.
And you are doing a wonderful job doing that.
Thank you.
Kawai Kapua Kalani Hewitt on Kanikapila Sunday.
Aloha.